Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Can I help?
Yes, I'd like these, please.
All right. And are they the right size?
Yes, they are.
Oh, good. Well, I always think it's better to check. You don't want to have to bring them back, do you?
No, but as I say, they are the right size. Thank you.
Would you like a bag?
No, got one.
And how are you paying?
By card, if I could find it.
Okay.
Oh, I remember, I put it in a side pocket. Now, where in the hell is it?
I always find it best to put it back in the same place every time. Then you know where to find it.
Well, I do normally.
But not on this occasion.
No, but I'm sure I put it in this pocket. Oh, let me think.
Well, if you could hurry up, it would be useful, as there is someone else waiting.
Oh, sorry, here it is. Don't remember putting it there.
Oh, well, at least you got it now. So that's all done. And here is your receipt. Oh, and the tops.
Well, could you fold them, please?
I have done.
No, I mean fold them properly, not screw them up.
They're not screwed up. But if you insist, I'll do them again. Sorry, madam. I'll be with you in a minute. Now, is that all right?
Well, it's better. Certainly not perfect. Maybe you need a bit more practice.
Madam, I can assure you that I've had... Well, yes, maybe I do. Have a good day.
And you. And I hope the next person finds their card quicker than I did.
So do I. Bye.
Whatever you do, don't let her fold those for you. She's rubbish at it.
Ah, Henry, just the person I want.
Oh, okay. I'll see you later, Mike. Have I done something wrong?
No, but come on, come into my office. Won't take long. So, please, take a seat.
Thank you.
Now, about this coffee bar, what's happening about it? Because it's been weeks now when nothing's happened.
Ah, well, I'm glad you asked, because yes, there has been a delay. What with not being able to get the materials, and then with the builders being off sick. But Sid did say... they'll start on Monday.
And Sid, he's in charge, is he?
Well, sort of. He's the site manager.
I see. And what time can we expect them?
Oh, I've got to phone him about that.
So you don't know yet?
No.
Okay, so how long will it take for them to do the job?
I think they said 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Oh, that's a long time.
Well, I'll have to check that, but I think that's what he said.
They are definitely coming, aren't they?
Oh, yes. I had an email from him yesterday.
Okay. So, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is Tina. Is she speaking to you yet?
Well, only if she has to.
Ah, this is all very petty. Do you want me to have a word with her?
No, it's all right. I don't think it's worth the hassle, to be honest.
Well, I don't know about that, but have you had any complaints about her recently?
No. None.
Ah, well, I'll leave it then. I do wish you'd finish her blooming course and leave.
Oh, what course is that?
Oh, some managerial course she's doing online. But don't ask her to talk about it, because she'll go on about it forever and probably end up telling you what to do.
Oh, I see. Do you think she'll pass the exam? Yeah, if there is one.
Well, I would hope so. And then she can try for a job somewhere else.
But she might want a managerial role here.
Well, that's not going to happen. Not while I'm in charge at any rate.
Oh. Oh. But I thought you were friendly with her. You know, as you had her over on Christmas Day, didn't you?
Yes, but that was only because I felt sorry for her.
Well, I think that was very kind of you to do that.
Kind or stupid?
Yeah, kind of stupid.
Oh, hello. Are you with me now?
Yes, thank goodness. I absolutely hate being in clothing.
So why were you put there?
Oh, Madge couldn't get in. She had some crisis going on at home.
Oh, no. Do you know what happened?
No. But knowing her, her kettle probably didn't work or something like that.
Well, that's not a crisis.
No, of course it's not. But Madge would think it was.
So, were you busy this morning?
No, not really. Ah, but your awful friend came in.
Oh, do you mean Kathy?
No, the other one.
What, Lily?
No, not her. She's nice.
Oh, you don't mean Connie, do you?
Yes, that's the one. And she was a right pain. First of all, she couldn't find a card. And then she asked me to fold up her tops again.
Why did she ask you to do that?
Because she said I'd screwed them up.
Oh, dear. That's not very good, is it?
I didn't screw them up. I folded them properly, as I always do.
But obviously not to perfection.
Oh, shut up, Penny. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, sorry.
So, what did Matthew want?
Oh, he wanted to know when work will start at the coffee bar.
All right. So, when are they starting?
Well, I hope on Monday.
You hope? Well, don't you know for definite?
Well, they've given me a start date so many times, I'm not convinced this time will make it happen.
So, did you tell Matthew they'd be starting then?
Yes.
Ah, well, I hope for your sake they do.
So do I. Do you know what? I wish I'd never gotten this idea. I have this awful feeling that something will go wrong.
No, it won't. It'll be fine.
No, I have a real gut feeling that it won't go to plan.
Oh, of course it will. They're only putting in a blooming bar, for goodness sake. Can't be that difficult to do.
Well, no. I mean, you wouldn't think so.
So, these people you're using, are they any good?
Well, as far as I know, they are.
Right. Well, who are they, by the way?
Well, I mainly deal with a chap called Sid. He's the site manager.
Sid who?
I don't know. I didn't ask for the surname.
All right. So, who did you sign the contract with? I mean, you're running the whole thing.
Now that's a chap called Luke Ryan.
Luke Ryan? Oh, so he's a builder now, is he?
Oh, so you know him?
Oh, yeah. I know him all right. You can't use them.
Why not?
Because they're not to be trusted.
Whatever it is, I've got to. I've signed the contract.
Oh, dear. You, my friend, have made one big mistake.
Why? Who are these people?
Well, the Ryans are crooks, and everyone knows it.
Well, I didn't.
Well, you do now. Oh, and I hope you've checked the small print. Otherwise, heaven only knows what you've signed up to.
Well, I have read the contract.
Well, good luck with it, then. But it's got nothing to do with me. You know, I don't want any part of this. This is all down to you, mate.
Well, it can't be that bad. After all, this is the Isle of Wight. Nothing ever happens here.
OK, Penny. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, OK. This afternoon wasn't that bad, was it?
Well, it was OK. Apart from that stupid woman with her dog.
Oh, she was all right.
Well, you didn't have to clear up the mess, did you?
Well, I did offer. And anyway, he only broke one mug. I'm surprised with his tail wagging like that he didn't do more damage.
I don't like big dogs. They bite.
They don't. I'd rather have one like that than some tiny little thing.
Well, I like them small. And then you can put them in your bag and carry them about.
Well, that wouldn't give them much exercise.
Oh, I'd only do that if they were tired.
I see. Tina, have you forgotten something that you were going to do today?
No. I don't think so.
Ah, well, you did say that you'd bring those chocolates in for me.
Oh, that. Well, I think I'd like to have the money first. If that's all right by you.
Oh, okay. But I would have given it to you.
Well, yes, maybe. But my course always says think ahead. And I thought, if you forgot, it could be embarrassing.
Well, I wouldn't forget.
Well, you might.
Oh, well, we won't have an argument about it. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
OK. And then I'll go and see if there are any left. Of course, there might not be, as there wasn't many last time I looked.
Oh, what a surprise. Well, I could see that coming.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.